Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sammy Edmund, SEN Chief Footy Reporter, has been good enough to join us with an AFL update thanks to RJ Sanderson, rjsanderson.com.au, personal and business tax experts. Welcome to you, Sammy.
Dwayno, great to be with you. Jeez, midday madness. I stumbled past about an hour ago and had a look at the open line. It was lit up like a casino, so busy couple of hours for you. But just the Gold Coast, we shouldn't shy away from criticising the Gold Coast when we think they deserve it. I mean, this is a club that, on the eve of the season, put finals very much on the agenda, Dwayne. Their chairman, Bob East, said, in fact, they've got the list, they've got the personnel, they've got the coaching structure in place, and they expected to play finals. So that's their stated aim. That was their stated expectation. Just the language around that stated aim has changed a bit, I reckon, over the course of the early part of the season, particularly from Damien Hardwick himself, who knows, maybe he's had a good look under the bonnet, and for all the reasons you just articulated and more, perhaps they need a little bit more time. But, you know, they think they were good enough at the start of the season, Dwayne, to make the top eight, and maybe they've changed the narrative a bit.
Yeah, but he made it sound last night, Damien Hardwick, as if we set the narrative. But you're right, Bob East set the narrative with the we're going to play finals this year.
Absolutely. No, he was unequivocal on it and said that our time is now. And look, they've got a lot of young kids in that team and they are meshing and it's a new game plan and we get all that as well. But the aim, the stated aim from the club was the top eight. So we'll see how it transpires. I think when they perform like that, though, they warrant criticism because we expect more from them, clearly.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, MRO's getting some criticism. What he made of their assessments.
Jeez, Michael Christian had a busy weekend, didn't he? So Callum Brown, firstly, the three matches for the rough conduct incident with Tom McCartan. So categorically, there'll be no tribunal challenge from GWS this week. They've been big in recent times trying to free Toby Green and Jesse Hogan and the like. But their view on Callum Brown is that this is very much a ball player, a straight as an arrow player. Just got this one wrong with the brace. He was immediately concerned for McCartan, but there's just no avenue for appeal here at the tribunal. So he's going to have to lump it with the 3 weeks. Lachie Schultz, I know that occupied a lot of your midday madness today, the 1 week for striking an unsuspecting Blake Akers. We hate it. We don't like it. It was a moment of rage where the player's not even expecting to be hit, and he was. So it's intentional. It's low impact, and it's high contact. So that is a one-match ban, and I think that's right. But I also would have given Pendlebury, George Hewitt, and others who have thrown punches already this year a week as well. But at the moment, Dwayne, it needs to fit. And people hate this, but it needs to fit in the tribunal matrix. I mean, intentional low impact and to the body, like the Pendlebury, George Hewitts of the world, is a fine. So unless that matrix is changed, Michael Christian can only tick the boxes that are put in front of him.
Yeah, so that's what Laura's got on her agenda. Should be changing the matrix for acts like the Lachie Schultz act. How are the Dogs going?
Just before we get to the Dogs, they don't often do this either, Michael Christian and the MRO, Dwayne, but explain the players who aren't cited. And they did in the Maynard v. Matt Owies one. You remember that tackle going all the way back to Friday night that I think it's fair to say we all suspected that the Carlton forward contributed to heavily. Yep. And Chris O agreed. And he wrote in a statement in his explanation of this, it was assessed. Maynard applied the tackle from behind on Owies, who both leans forward in the tackle and raises his right arm, leading to Maynard falling with and on top of Owies. It was the view of the MRO that Maynard did not sling drive or rotate Owies into the ground with excessive force. So players are getting very good at this at the moment, aren't they, Dwayne, to earn a free kick, as Owies did at the time. But then in the fullness of the replay and time, that Michael Christian can make a different decision, if you like. So, look, he gets the free kick, but it's not a suspendable act. So it's a very difficult one for the umpires now. We've seen it a lot. And Charlie Cameron and Jake Lever come to mind as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Dogs, they've got to blinker themselves from the outside noise.
Yeah, so all sorts of heat on Luke Beveridge in the club at the moment. So 3-5, they've beaten the Suns in Ballarat, they've beaten the Eagles at Marvel and the Saints at Marvel, and they've lost to Melbourne, Geelong, Essendon, and now the big shock was Hawthorn yesterday. So they've been on the record of seeing themselves as a top eight team, Dwayne. They were stated top four ambition-wise last season, top eight this year. Now, the president, Kylie Watson-Wheeler, was on ABC Radio this morning. She was open, actually, and said this was the game they fully expected to win, and as a result of not doing that, she said the entire club was disappointed and frustrated, but Watson-Wheeler said it was too early to panic and too early to make rash decisions. She was asked specifically if Luke Beveridge's message was still getting through to the playing group, and Kylie spoke of the evolution phase that the club is in and going through, and that they were focused on working together with the existing coaching group at the moment. So I think we're all looking down there to see what might happen this week, Dwayne. I don't think anything's going to happen, to be honest with you, from a significance point of view in terms of the setup down there. So they've just got to start winning games again, though, and a lot of pressure on that club at the moment, not for the first time.
Yeah, so we'll watch that space as the week transpires and the year gets older. Obviously, there's a watch on the Lions. Now, it's a holiday in Brisbane, yep. But the hospital's not open. Couldn't they not get a scan today somewhere?
No, they're not getting scanned today is what we're told, Dwayne. So, incredible fortitude and resilience to overwhelm Gold Coast like they did. Unprecedented injury chaos to the point where Chris Fagan said it was the best win he's had and seen in his time in football, which is obviously a long time. Two fit players on the bench for almost the three quarters. So, Brandon Starcevic gives his calf a good going over in the warm-up, Dwayne. Out on the field. Now, I'm told, subject to scans on this one tomorrow, it's a good rip too, apparently. So this is going to be several weeks for Brandon Starcevic, which is a blow. Nothing compared to Lincoln McCarthy and Darcy Gardner, though. So they're as certain as they can be, again, subject to the final scans tomorrow, that these are the full ACL ruptures. Noah Ransworth is a concussion. So the ACLs, Dwayne, so that's 5 torn ACLs at the Gabba since July last year. 6 if you count Sam Doherty, who went down in the same game as Kadeen Coleman. Now, all of those, maybe apart from Kadeen Coleman, whose was a mechanism where someone's coming in at a type extender trying to smother his kick, all done on the surface of the Gabba. I'm not sure if that's something the Lions will look to address or discuss. It's certainly an internal conversation for now. Whether they choose to make it external, we'll wait and see. But I guess at the very least, an extreme freak occurrence that you could have 6 at the one venue since July last year.
But not on the pitch area, is it? So there, that's one of the few venues with a pitch in the middle still, but it's not, at least in that one difference of mud, I suppose.
Yeah, not in that centre we got blocked, Wayne. But I think, look, it is known to be a harder ground than most, but then again, so is Marvel, and I suppose we don't have a spate of knee injuries, ACLs at Marvel either. So it might just be a freak coincidence, but something that they would be watching for sure. Just with Tom Liberatore coming back to the Dogs as well, Dwayne, a watch on him from an MRO perspective regarding that tackle on Will Day yesterday. And secondly, from an injury perspective, this is a watch for the day because for the second time in 3 weeks, he's obviously staggered and fallen back down to the ground. The first time was really concerning. No incident immediately before that one against Essendon. This one after a second big hit and a loss to Hawthorn. Now, he wasn't diagnosed with concussion after the Essendon game and that staggering episode, but he was given a week off, you'll remember, given the optics were so concerning. And all the subsequent testing the Dogs did on Liberatore after that found nothing untoward. But this one could be a concussion case. So he got an arm and then a stray boot to the head from Connor Nash. So I wouldn't be surprised, Wayne, if the Dogs release a statement at some stage this afternoon, just clarifying the path forward for Tom Liberatore. I'd say unlikely at this stage for the Richmond game this Saturday and maybe even for a week beyond that as they look to reset him.
Have you recovered from Blues Radio?
Not well. Slow recovery, Dwayne, to be fair with you. Started off being a lot of fun, but just a bit miserable in there by the close, in case you hadn't noticed.
You'll be enticed to do it again, do you think?
I'll think long and hard about that one, right, Dwayne. But safe to say, I was I didn't offer a lot in the aftermath. Right. I think I was stunned into silence. I looked over at you, and you're just calmly pouring your 15th glass of cold milk. We were crying over spilt milk in the box
door. Yeah, it was. Well, I had a couple of texts here. One asking where. G'day, Dwayne. Just wondering if there's a way to listen to the SEN call of the Carlton-Collingwood game. Is your call online for those people who might have missed it?
Hopefully not. Who wanna... Well, geez, enough of it's been resuscitated on the socials.
What are we doing? There's a rumour that there might be another club-specific call coming on SEN soon. Is that correct?
Well, I think very soon, and it concerns one of your clubs, Dwayne, being Geelong. Right. But I'm told, I'll await the official announcement of it, but I'm told it's not a blatantly one-eyed call, such as the one that listeners would have experienced on Friday night with us. I think this one might be a little bit more measured.
Okay, we'll look forward to that as well.
Where's the fun in that? Where's the fun in that, I might add?
Exactly. Well, grand final day. We'll look forward to you calling it when Carlton win the grand final. That'll be fun to be part of, wouldn't it?
That would be immense fun, Dwayne. I'd sign up for that, to go back to your previous question.
Good to have you, Sammy. Always great to have a chat. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Cheers, Dwayne.
Sammy Edmund, our chief football reporter for RJ Sanderson and Associates, accountants and taxation specialists, take the stress out of tax.